Hello.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
I just missed the call a little bit ago.
Yeah, give me one second. Is this Mitchell?
Yes.
Hey, Mitchell. My name is Zach. You had filled out a web form on my website about your property on Soapstone.
Yeah, I've got a couple properties put in information for actually.
Okay. You want to just start with that one first?
I mean, yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm familiar with it.
I got about 5 to 10 minutes to work with here, if that's all right.
Okay. Yeah, I got some properties off 97, so I'm really familiar with this one.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about it, why you're looking to sell it?
We had bought it kind of out of necessity, needing a third bedroom right away. We picked up a pretty good deal on it on a foreclosure, and since we moved in, we've done quite a bit to it. But unfortunately, there's the septic is not adequate for the size of family that I have, and we just don't have the means to upgrade it, to be honest with you. The septic's fine. It's just the previous residents had signed a waiver to keep the smaller septic once they had this mobile home put in, and it's not adequate for the number of residents I have in my home.
Sure. Do you have somewhere else to move to?
I mean, I have another property, yeah, but I was considering selling both of them. Maybe me and her just find somewhere to rent for the time being while we kind of get something that's going to last us for a while.
Sure. Okay. I mean, yeah, I'm familiar with the mobile home. You know, like I said, we got properties in the area. Okay. So, are you mean you looking to sell it sooner rather than later?
It's still kind of up in the air. I'm kind of testing all my options right now.
Sure.
Man, we have no problem staying there. It's a hassle trying to maintain our water usage, you know. Trying not to do
Yeah.
too many loads of laundry in a day, trying not to take too many showers in a day.
Right.
I've got 5 people living in my home, and it's just me, my wife, and 3 kids, so.
Yeah. Makes sense. So you picked it up at auction and did some work to it.
Now, it wasn't, and we didn't buy it at auction. The bank that had foreclosed it was also the
Foreclosure.
one to sell it. So it
Yeah.
was like a rewrite foreclosure, just direct purchase from the bank. But yeah, and we've done a fair little bit of work to the property.
I
And it
mean,
needed
but
all
that's
new appliances. It
how
needed
many
all new
bedrooms and
appliances
bathrooms?
inside.
Huh? How many bedrooms and
Three
bathrooms
bedrooms.
is it?
Three bedrooms, 2 bathrooms.
Okay. Okay. 3 beds, 2 bathrooms.
Yes.
You know, yeah, okay. What do you got? A little less than a half acre?
I believe so, like a third, a little over a third, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Now, does the bank look at this as a single family home? Is it a single? 'Cause it,
Yes.
okay. But it is a mobile home, though, right? With a foundation?
Yeah. The buried A-frame on post foundation.
And what are you hoping to accomplish out of this, when you sell it? Like, as far as price and time.
I'd honestly just get enough money out of it to get us somewhere to rent for a while. Not really a pressing issue, but our kids are going to outgrow this house eventually anyway, is what we decided on, so.
Right. So, I mean, did you have any idea? I mean, 'cause it seems like it's, livable condition, just, got some septic issues that, it doesn't really work out for your family. So I guess, that's where I'm coming at is, what do you What do you want to get out of it? You know, when you
So
sell it.
we did get very fortunate with it. We only paid around 90,000 for it, or like 90, 92, 94, something like that.
Yeah,
Low
that's really good.
90,000 for it. And if I'm not mistaken, like I know prices, like values on homes change, and you got tax value and resale, like market value, whatever. As far as I understand, you know, a friend of ours, a real estate agent, said that she could comfortably get 135 out of it, but I don't expect to get 135 out of it.
Yeah. And when she says she can get 135 out of it, what is that? What is that?
That's,
Does that mean she thinks she can sell it for that?
she's basing it on the area and prices of similar homes and whatever real estate agents look at, and she thinks she can get 30, 135 out of it. Property and home all. But
Right.
again, I'm not trying to milk the highest dollar out of it.
Sure. And that's just because you are you looking for a quick that's you're looking for a quick sale, is that right? Like that's why.
A quick sale that'll put a little bit back in me and my wife's pocket to
Yeah.
pay for our move somewhere else. Now, I will say we owe 90,000 on it. We've
Right.
only had it for, we've only had it for about 2 years. I think we've paid about 4,000 down off of it. Not even 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. It might be a little less than 2 years.
Okay. And what is your, you know, what's your, how much do you pay monthly for it?
Escrow and all, about 820 is what I'm paying each month. But I've rounded it up to about 820.
And then what's your interest?
8 8 1/4, if I'm not mistaken. The bank that financed it, they've streamlined the whole process for us to get us in quick, but we didn't really have time to shop around with other banks that would offer lower interest. The
Sure.
Vanderbilt Mortgage is the ones that have it, and they've got kind of their strict rules on lowest interest for them. Which
Sure.
we had fair credit, but they're one of those approve all kind of companies, and they tend to charge a little bit higher interest.
And you owe about right at 90.
Yeah, it's like dead on 90 almost.
How much money do you want to walk away with at the end of this
Again,
thing? You know, just besides, you know, don't even think about the mortgage. Like you said, you just want a little bit of money to be able to walk away.
enough to get us into a nice rental for me and my family, you know,
Like,
and
does that
pay, you know,
mean?
maybe pay for the move in a couple months' rent, you know.
So is
If
that
I could,
like maybe
if I could
like
walk away,
3?
4 or 5 thousand would be happy with me. Somewhere
I
around that
mean,
ballpark, I'd be tickled with.
I mean, the real realistically, you know, I wouldn't have an issue doing something like this. You know, we would, you know, the way I would structure it is, you know, we would take over your loan and just give you 5K at closing.
Okay. Is that
You know, that's probably how, that's the best way, because, you know, a cash offer really isn't going to work. You already
okay.
have the funding in place. I mean, what is that, how does that sound to you?
That, I mean, I'll definitely talk it over with my wife if that's right in exactly what we would be looking for.
You want to talk to her, and then we can recircle this conversation maybe later on today or whenever, you know,
Yeah,
whenever's good.
absolutely. I'll call her here in just a little. I'm at work right now. I'll call her here in just a little bit, and I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, and then you said, you know, what, let's just say maybe 60 days total, you'd be ready to close on it.
Yeah, just give us enough time to stop around for a rental.
Okay, so not maybe 90 days.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh,
give or take, that would sound fair.
or sooner. We could, you know, let's, we would just say 90 days or sooner. You
Yeah.
know, whatever comes for, I mean, and even if you
Now,
needed longer.
I will say I have been in touch with Vanderbilt and kind of explained to them the situation that we're in, and kind of confronted them about how they sold us a house without disclosing that there was a waiver on the subject for residency. Basically, they never informed me that, you know, three kids and two adults would be too much on that water without really cutting down on it. And
Right.
they had offered to do a deed in lieu of foreclosure and $1,000 check to move out, but that's not something that I want on my credit. You know, that was as far as the assistance they was willing to give. That's why I kind of shopped around with you.
Yeah.
But with that said, they did defer 2 months of payments for me to figure out what I want to do next. Either get the money to upgrade my septic, go add a drain line, or find me somewhere else to live. So I've got a couple months to spare already. So if you'd be willing to do 60, 90 days, that works out perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I could do 90 days. I mean, even if you needed 100 days, I mean, I'm, you know, I don't need to, you know, just full disclosure, I don't need to buy this house, and I know you don't need to sell it to me either, but,
yeah.
You know, I know the area, and if we can make something work, which it sounds like we can, you know, then, you know, I'm all about doing good business, so
right.
I think we can make something work, you know, probably just talk to your wife and...
Now, give me a quick run-by on how it would work with you assuming the loan.
So we would close with, you know, my attorney. We would pay for closing costs. So we would ask
okay.
you to utilize our closing attorney. You know, he can represent both parties without any discretion. You know, he's
okay.
your representative and my representative. So he has to represent both parties equally and fairly.
Now, just to put it real quick and simple, my end goal here is to not screw us out of purchasing another home.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I started shopping around instead of doing that deed in lieu of foreclosure, because I know that would put a hindrance on us purchasing another home.
Yeah. No,
so,
it wouldn't be any type of foreclosure. It would. Yeah, you'd be able to buy the next home.
I just wanted to make sure. I've never been through this before. We bought two homes, but I've never sold any. And I just didn't want to. I just wasn't sure if I would still be tied to this property in any way if you assumed the loan.
Yeah,
debt to income ratios and all that with loans. I know it could cause a hindrance.
It wouldn't have any income. It wouldn't cause any debt to income requirements. I was a loan officer for. Back in the day,
so,
3 years.
So with you assuming the loan, that just cuts our ties with it completely, so we're free to buy another home?
You'd be free to buy another home, and it would appear that it's not a debt anymore on your...
Okay. I know that might be a silly question, but I appreciate
you
explaining it to me.
It's not a silly question, because technically you'd still be tied to the property, but it's not... It wouldn't be counted as a debt, because right now it's counted as a debt because you live there.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. So
I got you.
Yeah.
But
you wouldn't have anything to worry about on that side.
Okay. Well, I do have that other property as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to discuss with you too if you'd be interested in that.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: what time today should I call you back to? After you talk about, you know, this one with your wife, and then we can talk about this one as well. I'm just trying to put it here.
I go to lunch at 11. I would have about a half hour spare to talk with you then, or I get off at 1:30.
Okay. Would you be okay? So you get off, you could take lunch at 11. You can talk to your wife.
Yes.
And then
I'll call my wife before I go to lunch and discuss
okay.
with her.
Okay. So yeah, let's just talk at 11. Then I'll just plan for 11.
And then, if I run out of time to talk about the other property, I can just call you back again after I get off.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what's the other property like?
The other property, it's a late 70s model single wide. The land itself is what has the value, not the home. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. It's an old home. It's been structurally maintained and fairly well upkept, but it needs some cosmetic work. 6196 Piper's Gap Road. It's not worth a ton. We're currently using it as a rental property.
How much are you getting?
And I'm getting $450 a month. We had not completely paid it off when I started renting it out. And I try to be a fair guy. I wasn't going to try to milk a bunch of money out of it. I was more concerned about keeping a tenant in there long term.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't charge them a penny more than what my payments was, the $450. Now the property's paid for, we own the deed to it. They're still living there and just paying $450 a month.
How many beds and bathrooms is it?
It's two bedrooms, one bath. It's on a even 1 acre of land, right off of Piper's Gap Road, like right there, not far from the school, a short hop and a skip from the parkway. Like I said, the land itself is what has the value, not the homes. But with that
Sure.
said, the whole property in general is not worth a ton.
Sure.
It's certainly not a $100,000 property by no means.
Yeah, no, definitely not. So you said it's a 2-1?
It's a 2 bedroom, 1 bath, yes.
Two-bedroom bath,
Like
yeah.
a 900 square foot late 70s model mobile home. I want to say 78. And it's on a permanent foundation. Well, as far as I can tell, I mean, I never really looked into it too deeply. It's got the block, solid concrete block underpinning around it.
Okay. Okay. And is it still rented out, you said?
Yeah, there's still tenants living there. They've reached the point of their lease where it's month by month. So
$150.
after their 1 year was over, it was a 12-month lease originally. After their 1 year was over, part of the lease was, I can explain it right. After 12 months, they just pay month by month to stay there. But
$450. That includes everything.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I have to give them up to 180 days to move out.
Yeah, that's fine. Do they
But with
like
that,
living there?
they love living there. They love the home. I mean, they do have kids and animals, but they do the best they can to take care of the property itself. They've never missed a rent payment. I can't complain about them as tenants at all.
Yeah, it rents for $450 and you own it free and clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
But at this point, they've more or less been covering some bills for me every month at this point. But now it's got to where, the lump sum would be more valuable to me than rent every month.
Right.
I've got a Harley and a Trailblazer I'm trying to pay off.
Okay. Let me look into this one 'cause your other one seems more
Right.
like it's a need like you need to move that one quicker, right?
Right.
Seems like more of a
And
priority.
now, with that said, though, rent has gotten pretty drastic around where we're at. I don't know. I guess, are you from around Carroll County or?
I'm just familiar. I'm actually in Ashland, Virginia, if you
Okay.
know where that is, like near
So,
Richmond.
in Carroll, but we've either got income-based housing that me and my wife do not qualify for because we earn about 100 grand a year together,
Yeah.
or
What do you
sky-high
guys
rent.
do?
I'm a shift lead at a place called Iron Tiger Logistics. We ship all of Volvo's trucks for them, and
Okay.
she's a sales consultant for Verizon.
Okay, yeah. So you guys do pretty well then. Good.
So we're not living lavish by no means, and we've put a little bit of debt in ourselves. I'm not going to lie about it.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get to a point where we can comfortably just rent something for a little while until we have the means to buy a permanent home. Again, I bought the one on Soapstone out of necessity. I was getting custody of a little girl, and I needed 3 bedrooms. And budget and options was fairly limited because we did just buy that other home.
Right. Okay.
I mean, within 3 years, we purchased both properties.
Yeah,
Didn't
which
really
is
have a
good.
lot of, yeah, didn't really have a lot of money to spare at the time, so we got lucky with this foreclosure because I needed a third bedroom, but now we don't need it anymore,
Right. Okay. Well, I would say this. Let me do some more due diligence on this other one that you're renting out, and then we'll
Yes.
go from there. How about that?
All righty, and I'll call you back as soon as I'm available to.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.